For centuries across the valleys and foothills of Nepal, people have played the bamboo flute. In Nepali folklore, it was said to have been the favored instrument of the Hindu god Lord Krishna. Traditional music is at the heart of Nepal's culture. The rhythms of music are popular, especially during the festivities that weave their way through the daily lives of people. But since the early 1990s, the number of groups performing traditional music and dance has steadily declined. Instead, popular music from India's thriving entertainment industry is increasingly heard. Western pop music also influences Nepal's music scene. Fewer young Nepalese take up the traditional instruments, and there are fears that traditions could fade away. But a group of young musicians hopes to change that. The group is known as Kutumba, a word that means having a unique bond with the community. Some of the group's members began by playing guitars and Western-style drums, but since 2004 they have focused on traditional instruments. Bhushan Shilpaka manages the band. He says the instruments come from all over the country.
Basically, instruments are all from different regions of Nepal, like Himalayan regions. I mean, Tungna and Dampu are from Himalayan regions. Tungna is a string instrument, Dampu is a skin instrument, and then there are ki, those skin instruments like ki, madal. These are from hilly regions. Sarangi is a string instrument. And Murchunga is, so we have that from the hilly region. So all over places, all over in Nepal.
While the band members love the sound of Nepal's traditional instruments, they wanted to update the music and not just perform the same songs other folk musicians play. Instead, they blend old and new, with a lively sound that draws in a younger audience. Ruben K. Shrestha plays the flute in the band.
Yeah, it's really important because most of the people nowadays they are not using the traditional instruments. They follow only the Western instruments like guitars, keyboards, piano, and they lose everything. So I found that there is also sweetness in our traditional music. I really love the traditional music also, and I'm in this job to preserve our culture, traditional music.
For band member Rashil Palanchok, the desire to play the traditional sarangai, a bowed short neck lute, came during a bus trip.
Before I used to play guitar, but once when I was traveling to Pokhara, I saw one guy playing sarangi in a bus. These are Nepalese instruments, so why not to learn? If I can play guitar, why can't I play or learn sarangi? So from then I started to practice on sarangi, to bring the sound of sarangi to people, you know.
Flute player Shrestha thinks the band is succeeding in drawing a new generation to the music.
Yeah, really, we want to try for the young generations. We are really focused to play in front of the young generations. Yeah, I think we are succeeding because in the Kathmandu, most of the times we play in the college, universities, and the young people, they really like our music.
But being popular is not the band's only goal. To make sure the traditions continue, the musicians travel around the country in search of teachers who can help teach a new generation. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.